This is the news from Slam City. Gemini Jackson and the Loud Table interpretate odd news from across the universe. Bring a change of clothes.
This is the news. At the top of the hour, we have a teenager breaks two world records for longest legs. Is that for each leg? And is this from www.guinnessbookofworldrecords.com/blog/1?
Break both her legs?
Your favorite type of story.
I know.
That's why you were assigned to this one.
Okay, so
did she break both of her legs?
I don't think she broke her legs. I think she has long legs.
Oh.
And she has the world's longest right leg for a woman and the world's longest left leg for a woman.
Are those the two records, Foxtrot?
That's two records. Yeah, it is. She got two records, man.
Is it really one for each leg, or is it like one for longest leg and then the other one's for...
It's verified.
Why does no one believe me? Yes, it's verified. It's verified.
It's verified.
Okay. Motherfucker is verified.
Longest left leg, longest right leg.
Get your little sexy ass down.
Tell us about France, Foxtrot.
France is about to distribute free medical cannabis.
Jesus.
A launch experiment in 2021.
Christ.
Yes. So if you're sick and tired of all this shit, maybe go over there. Stop taking showers. Smoke some free weed.
Bottle,
be
man.
Free.
It's
be gonna
free.
Be all good.
Free balls and free
2021.
Weed. 2021. They're trying to usher in the new year. You know what I mean?
Trying to generate some revenue somehow.
With free weed?
Free medical weed? Yeah.
Revenue for restaurants, I guess.
All those people are going to be hungry. They're going to hit up like all the fast food places. And
dude, Taco Bell's
stimulate
definitely
the economy
be...
that way.
Is it
Taco
really
Bell?
Free?
Which part?
Do they have Taco Bells in France?
Yeah. It's called Le Taco Bell.
It's a global fast food chain.
Le Taco Bell.
Interesting. But do they have like a French, like escargot taco?
Jesus, do you think they do?
My cargo.
I think they only use the same ingredients worldwide.
It all comes from the same place.
You don't think they use fresh local beef?
No. I think it comes in a bag frozen.
Is it a tacargo?
Uh-oh. My cargo.
Le tacargo.
Le tacargo. I get it.
Man, I hope my cargo never gets locked up.
Same.
Like these guys who got their dicks caught in this gadget. Male chastity gadget hack could lock users in. The Chinese maker of the toy has updated the app involved, but some users could remain at risk.
Jesus Christ, this is the last place you want a man in the middle attack.
Hey. But what if it was like you're locked in, but it's like constant blowjob feeling?
Why would you ever want the password? You know what I mean? Just fucking piss yourself at that point. Piss yourself
until
you die.
To use it, right? You might as well use it.
Piss yourself until your dick drowns. Can you drown your dick in its own piss?
Yes, I think you can.
Do you urinate in this thing and it? You attach a straw or something?
I'm not part of this subculture, man.
Dick's got it.
I don't know the instructions.
It's not subculture, man.
I don't know
the mainstream, dog.
Mainstream. Everybody has a chastity belt, but me. I'm part of the minority here.
No.
I'm the only one that doesn't have a chastity belt.
Yeah. You're the only one that does.
Well, you guys are fucking gonna get DDoSed. And your dicks are never coming down.
Come on, man. Don't get mad. Hey.
Your dicks are never gonna see the
light. Let's bring it back down to the nice level.
Your dicks.
It's not for everyone, all right? It's not for everyone.
Hey, it's not for everyone, dude.
Your dicks will never see the light of day. Never.
How do you urinate?
Your dicks
for everyone.
Never.
It's not for everyone, dude.
How are you supposed to wash it?
You don't. You wash it in the urine. Urine's sterile. And then there's a drain valve.
That's not true.
That's not true?
That is not true.
No. So you're telling me Bear Grylls lied to me?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, he was drinking fucking lemonade or some shit.
You should not drink that.
Oh, tell us all about the piss shouldn't drink, burrito.
You shouldn't drink it, and you should not piss on someone who has a...
snake bite.
Sting,
jellyfish.
No, not a
Portuguese man of war.
A jellyfish thing, yeah.
Why is that? I thought the paper said you could, and you should.
You should not do that. Also not good.
Should you put sand in it?
Dr. Burrito.
No.
How about salt water? Dr. Burrito, saline
anyway.
Solution, stat. Dr. Burrito recommends you do not piss on jellyfish wounds.
Thousands of people die from jellyfish stings because they could not get peed on.
Yeah, but at least you died without getting pissed on.
I'll just pee on my own foot.
Yeah, thanks, Dr. Burrito, but I'll just piss on my own foot.
It's a myth! Is he a doctor or a mythbuster?
He's technically both. A burrito.
oath.
He's a Dr. Burrito Mythbuster. Burrito's your first name? I always thought it was like a last name.
Both.
Burrito Bandito Sanchez Martinez.
It's my first name and middle name. So it's Burrito Burrito Bandito.
Burrito Burrito Bandito.
Busting was your middle name. Speaking of men, wait, Missouri man rescued three of Taco Bell's discontinued soft potato tacos, listed them for $200 on Facebook.
Fuck, bitch.
Too bad this motherfucker ain't gonna be around for Mexican pizzas.
That sounds like a Reddit article that turned into a news story.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, man.
I'm gonna pass on reporting that one.
How do they discontinue potato tacos? Like, that seems like,
man, they're trying to make hype, dog. They're trying to get hype.
The fried potatoes, they would put it in the tacos.
It's actually good. That one's actually good.
But that's like not standard. That's not like...
That's the only thing they have that...
Yeah. Oh, this isn't like...
It's like tater tots. Like
papas con huevo.
No.
Yes.
Yes.
Nah, man. It's nothing like
but
that.
But they don't have anything else that has potatoes.
And fuck them.
Oof. Strong words for the burrito.
Such a little sexy ass.
Another Taco Bell news.
Sponsored by them.
There's a petition to save Taco Bell's Mexican pizza with almost 70,000 signatures.
Save the Mexican pizzas.
They're not going to.
They're not going to.
But it'll come back.
Know, but I'm pretty sure, there's going to be some underground Mexican
it'll
pizza.
There'll be like a limited edition
on.
Drop. Limited edition Mexican pizza drop.
Yeah, the Mexican pizza will turn into like the Club Chalupa.
Dude, the Club Chalupa is a banger, though.
Yeah, the
it got ranch dressing in it.
Maybe once a year or two.
Man, there's just going to be a demand. Like, a demand, just like fucking hair products that are linked to forced labor in China.
Like the A1 Thick and Hearty.
Exactly,
that's
man. Chinese
now,
kids
it?
Make that.
That's an all-time favorite.
Is it on the regular menu? Oh,
it's an
it?
All-time favorite.
It is on the regular menu now, but used to be. They took it out for a little while.
So is this like the Your Gears getting their hair shaved to make fake hair?
Yeah, man. And then,
Wow.
Yeah. That's exactly it. You read the story, didn't you?
I did not. That's crazy that they have this much pubic hair.
Yeah, it's kind of weird, right? But with dreams, you know, dreams can come true.
With dreams and juice. Idaho man finds online fame. Warehouse worker Nathan Apodaca is enjoying the ride of online fame with a 22-second TikTok video in which he chugs cranberry juice and sings along to Fleetwood Mac's Dreams while cruising on his skateboard.
He got a free truck.
He did.
Yeah. Fuck yeah, he got a truck. He's never going to get a UTI, ever.
He stays cranberried.
I've been enjoying all the follow-up memes.
Yeah. I haven't seen any.
Yeah, I haven't seen any yet.
My favorite one is there's a guy in a Mike Myers mask.
Is he drinking cranberry
and
juice
he's just
or
like, he's got a knife in his hand.
I saw that one, yeah.
And he just like goes like that and then in the rear view or like when he's pulling away, there's just someone on the ground. It's pretty good. I like it.
Because it killed him.
I have to start checking these out.
Yeah. Killing it.
Like checking out the Buffalo Bills house from Silence of the Lambs up for sale just in time for Halloween.
How much was it?
Damn.
A bajillion dollars.
A bajillion dollars? That seems like too many.
A bajillion dollars? Man, that's a lot more than what Apple's going to pay to these white hat hackers who had run of the company's network. Only giving them $288,000.
$288,000.
Damn, this kid was only 20 years old.
Now he got $288,000. He's $12,000 short of buying the house.
Fuck.
They want $300,000 for a haunted house. Are you buying on that?
Get hookers and blow, man.
For $300K?
No.
Where are you going to stay, though?
$300K? I'm just going to buy an RV.
Oh. Go coast to coast, just picking up whores.
Yeah, man. Hoor. Exactly.
Well, he's no computer whiz.
Exactly. Speaking of those young computer hackers, a teen computer whiz is poised to become the patron saint of the internet after Pope Francis declared he had enacted a miracle from heaven. In February 2019, Pope Francis said a boy who prayed to Carlo Acutis, who died in 2006, was cured of a rare pancreatic disorder.
Do you know the miracle that he committed?
Dude. Do you like chat with him or something?
Fappening.
What? No
this
fap?
Boy,
no fap?
This boy released all the naked pics to the internet.
Computer Wiz is the one that hacked the iCloud.
And he got all them pics. The patron saint.
Well, if you think about that 20-year-old that got the 288,000, he could have easily exploited that if he wanted to. And I feel like it'd be worth way more than 288,000.
Because
he could take that data and sell it to the tabloids.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah, man.
Make way more than 288, and then keep those vulnerabilities
multiply
exposed.
His money.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, people sell hacks. People sell 0 days, man.
Yeah.
What? You know? That's what they're called. I didn't know that.
Zero days when they find out about it, it's already in the in production.
Sorry, you're already
too
late.
Are we supposed to know what that is?
It could already been hacked.
It's already done been hacked already. Before.
Fuck.
How about this hack of a lady?
Woman ambushes fiancé at work in wedding dress, demanding he marry her right now.
That's a hack.
Run, this bro. There's a tag for these stories, and this one is filed under Stable Woman News.
Stable
I believe it's been
woman?
I believe it's been misfiled.
Like they're calling him horses? That was stupid.
No,
that part was so stupid. I was trying to make.
No, man.
They should have filed it under reenactments.
Oh my god.
Jimmy Jackson's the fiance here in Foxtrot. He's the one ready to run.
Billy. Is Billy here?
What?
Billy! You fucking
Billy,
marry me.
Actually,
right?
I don't even know what the reenactment is supposed
to
be about,
to
actually.
Billy. Someone here to see you.
Yeah. What's up?
Hey, Billy. You marry me right now.
Punk, bitch!
Ah, fuck. This bitch, I just want her or something. Why the fuck are you here?
Because we're getting married right now.
You know, I'm trying to stock these shelves. You know, people need these things.
I don't care if you're an essential worker or not.
Burrito's a pastor in tow.
She brought a pastor? Jesus, she
why
cried.
Did you bring a pastor?
The story.
Just start the ceremony.
I'm not Catholic.
Pastor Burrito, start the ceremony, please.
We all gathered here today to join these two in holy matrimony.
You better fucking say I do.
Hey, I think we should probably not see each other anymore. I think you're kind of a little crazy. I can get Brittany to suck my dick instead. I think that'll be fine.
End scene.
So
what
you,
is all
like,
end scene?
Can you go? Take your,
she stabbed him to death.
Friend.
And clearly, this was a crime of passion.
And in other wedding news, a woman calls off a wedding to ghost after he turns to partying and drugs. You know what I sense about this story?
Oh, shit. Fuck yeah. This ghost likes
re-enactment.
Same roles, guys. Same roles.
Listen here, fucking ghost. I know what you've been up to.
So you're just gonna
fucking ignore me?
Man, she
stop smoking those fucking drugs
shame.
And partying, you piece
how could
of
she
shit.
See me?
Fuck you. Wedding is off.
I don't
off.
Understand how she could see me.
Fuck you. Wedding's off.
Dang, I wonder if she knows if I'm. I wonder if she knows that I've been looking and rubbing my dick on her feet at night. I don't think she could feel it though. But I think it's gonna be
we
okay.
We all gathered here today.
No, wedding's
why
off.
The fuck is there?
Fuck you and your fucking
room.
Ghost dick.
And then you spray your house with sage
and salt.
Call out the Gundams. He's still in it.
Yeah. Hey, let him go.
He's a ghost.
He's a ghost, man.
Give up the ghost.
Give it up, ghost.
Give up the ghost.
Maybe he's a Gundam ghost.
Shit. You give up the ghost, but get yourself ready for some gaming action with some Gundam fucking branded PC parts made for the Japanese market only. Only.
Burrito, now's the time. Now is the time.
Now you have to build.
To complete your build.
Build.
Ooh.
The only one in the U.S. A complete system.
Gundam
system.
Shit.
Dude, you could be Grindr 100%.
100% on Grindr, man.
Yeah, dude.
I don't know what that means.
You could be like hooked
but
up direct Ethernet.
That I mean it.
Or connection.
Get yeah. it.
Oh, man.
Get it.
Killing it, dog. Slaying it. Slaying.
Maybe he'll just be sitting there watching TV.
Hey, that's okay too.
Maybe he'll just maybe be sitting there playing like Dexter.
Yeah,
because Dexter's coming back. Dexter revival coming to Showtime as a limited series. He'll be back to kill a gap coming limited series headed to Showtime in 2021.
Was this just an ad read in the middle of the news?
I never watched this show.
And I watched a season.
10 years ago?
Nah, it's got to be more than 10 years, right?
More?
Like 2008?
It was over 10 years for sure.
2008.
Holy shit.
Probably?
Do some research.
Man charged with assault.
2008.
After farting in Uber. Yeah, let me know about that. I'll keep
2006.
2006. 20-06.
Meanwhile, in 2020, dudes be farting in Ubers and getting kicked out. He's been charged with assault. Bitch. Did he do this maliciously?
Imagine what that fart smelled like.
Even if it didn't smell like anything, it's not what you fart. It's how you farted it.
It's the content. It's the content of the fart, too.
It's not what you farted. It's how you farted it.
That was the news from Gemini Jackson and the Loud Table. Listen to more news at slamcityradio.com. Follow Slam City on Twitter @SlamCityRadio.